Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because every year this bank issues crazy predictions and this year is no different. So before I get into it, please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. I am in the Dominican Republic today. And before I get off the boat, they're having a drill on the boat.
Conclusion purposes only. Resilient crew, please be informed that containment team will not be required today. I repeat, containment team.
They keep having these warnings and these different abandoned ship. It's kind of funny. But nothing to worry about. Just you're going to hear that in the background every now and then. So Saxo Bank has every year issued these different warnings on the economy. And couple crazy ones that came through. In 2008, they predicted that the S&P 500 would lose 25% of its value. They predicted the housing crisis. They made some bogus predictions in the past where they said that Apple was going to buy Tesla for $525 a share in 2017, and that never happened. But this year, first prediction, that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are going to destroy the dollar. They want to bring back manufacturing here in the United States, and they're going to make it so that the dollar is going to be completely decimated. I don't know about that. I think that's kind of wild to think about. So all his aggressive programs are going to destroy the dollar. Now, here's something funny about Elon Musk. It's not funny, but we've talked about this over the course of the last year, and that is Elon has a pay package that was approved. He works for free for Tesla. But if he hit certain milestones, he was entitled to a bonus of $56 billion. One of the shareholders sued and got it, you know, put off. He had a vote over the summer and says, hey, have I done right by you guys, by you shareholders? Am I entitled to the $56 billion? They said yes. I believe that was in June of this year. And Judge Kathleen McCormick, who's overseeing the case, the lawsuit, says it's excessive. It's too much money to give somebody for what you've done. So 101-page ruling. All the stories are below on this. But again, guys, if you hate Elon, you hate Elon. But the fact that this guy, you know, they agreed to pay him, this is interesting. There's a fire in the distance out there. It's burning. But anyways, we're not there. The next thing is they think NVIDIA stock is going to basically go up four times and that the company is going to be worth twice what Apple is. The AI rush is definitely huge, guys, but do you think that NVIDIA is going to be worth that much? Because I don't. Again, I think these are kind of crazy predictions, but Berkshire Hathaway stock jumps after a catastrophic storm. In other words, there's going to be some other storm that Berkshire Hathaway is going to have money invested in, and they're going to make a ton of money. So all you'd have to do is look at what Berkshire Hathaway stocks are invested in, whether it's the insurance, the banking, or whatever, if you believe this. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they do this and if that is, you know, if that's going to take off. But again, kind of a weak year for this stuff. What do you think about this? Do you follow these predictions? Because I love to look at predictions like, here's what's going to happen, and then you go back after the fact, okay? It's like someone's not going to get pardoned, and then all of a sudden they get pardoned. You know what I mean? That I always find fascinating. Now, here's something that's wild with these predictions, and a couple of them I don't think make any sense. They're talking about China's economy completely collapsing and that China's going to issue new stimulus programs for the Chinese citizen, and they're going to give out $50 trillion. Oh, okay, $50 trillion. So you know what's funny is you just can't sit there and say they're going to have problems in the economy, which they are, and they're going to give out, you know, $25 billion, $50 trillion. Okay, $50 trillion. The next one is one I have a problem with also, and that is they're going to invent this year the first bioprinted heart. In other words, you're going to have something that's electronically printed, you know, and it's going to be using biometrics to print a human heart and human organs. So you're going to be basically have interchangeable parts inside our bodies. which makes no sense. I mean, it's insane to think about. Now, I've seen, you know, 3D printing of a lot of things, but to sit there and have body parts be 3D printed, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't see it anytime soon. When I was in the medical space, I had a lot of cool things that were presented where people would do devices, equipment. You know, I'll tell you something. Jay Leno owns all those cars. How does Jay Leno find parts for a 1919 fire engine? Well, he doesn't. He finds the manual. And the manuals back in the day used to have all the parts there so he could print every part on the fire engine. And that's what they do. They have a metal 3D printer, and he can make any part on any car. And that's what's made it so he can afford these cars, which I thought that's pretty brilliant when you think about that. So, you know, you're going to see more things like that. My favorite. The electrification ends OPEC, and that OPEC is going to shut down in 2025 because of all the people buying EV cars. Now, would Tesla like that? I'm sure they would. Would, you know, Rivian, everybody else? Sure. But that's not going to happen, guys. The electric car industry is 30 years away from taking over, to say the least, if it ever gets there. So people have exited the boat already. And I get to film this morning with you guys before I go head to town. So kind of crazy, though. You know, I don't know why they do this. The idea of these predictions are to spur comments. And again, I think it's great. I think that's what it does. But it's just craziness because, you know, let's see. You know, final one that I'll do for you, because you can read the whole list. It's great. It's down there. Is an AI-driven tax. Do you think we'll have a tax on AI programs? I don't know. I mean, they want to tax you for breathing and walking and going outside, but I don't know if they're going to tax us for AI. So that will be interesting to see if they do that. The Dominican Republic. I'm telling you, the athletes that have come out of here is amazing. And small island, and you have tourism and sports, basically, as far as I'm concerned. But let's go check it out. A lot more to see. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. As 2025 fast approaches, you need to concern yourself with getting your retirement in order for 2025, regardless of your age. The best thing to do is look at adding precious metals into your portfolio. The best place to do that is clearly Patriot Gold Group, number one rated for 8 years in a row with Consumer Affairs. Call them today. 888-330-1431. They have a free investor guide. They will answer all your questions. And the best thing about this is that they sell all types of precious metals. They have IRAs, 401ks that are backed by metals. Contact them today. If you don't want to call, fill out the link below and get a free investor guide. Contact them today. Once again, the phone number, 888-330-1431. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. One thing you have to fight on a cruise ship is all the music. If you're filming anything for the private channel, iAllegedly.tv, I don't care about that. But there's a room called The Scene, which is absolutely quiet. It's serene. You can sit up here, and they walked me up here and said, "Oh, Dan, use this." So this is very cool. I mean, because there's nobody up here on the whole boat. Just a nice meeting room, nice place to sit. But a lot of stuff to still cover in the news. Cargill is the largest private employer in the United States. They are laying off 5% of their staff, or 8,000 people are going to lose their job between now and the first quarter of 2025. Again, guys, what do they know? People aren't going to buy food? Yeah, they are, but people are fed up with you know, their companies just aren't making money. So frozen food, food preparation, different food items, done, guys, completely finished. Ingram Micro in Irvine, California, is laying off 400 people. Huh? Computer industry's dead too. Everything is dead right now. I just spoke to a woman who was telling me how concerned she is with BRICS, and we were going back and forth on, you know, the problems with China. And, you know, China's stimulus package, if this is true and they're going to give a huge stimulus package like this, all it points to is one thing. They spurred so much construction over the last 15 years in China that you have skyscrapers. This is hard to imagine. Imagine 40 and 50 story buildings that have nobody living in them and they're just vacant. And all they do is pay somebody to maintain them. They try to sell them like regular condos, but people cannot afford them and nobody wants to live by themselves, you know, 20 miles away from anybody else. So it's interesting, guys. You're going to see more and more stuff like this. De Beers, the diamond mine company, has lowered the price of diamonds this year by 15%. And again, the largest decrease in prices that we've seen in decades. But again, nobody's getting engaged, right? Nobody's buying, you know, diamond earrings. No one's buying diamond rings, diamond watches. I guess not. But De Beers is worried about the future of the diamond industry. So they're going to go out and lower prices 15%. High-end merchandise is at a complete loss right now. It's really weird. The boat has a shopping mall inside the boat where it's got about, I'd say, probably 15 stores and high-end merchandise. Everybody's walking through. Nobody's buying anything. The store that's doing well is they've got a store. Everything is $10, so women can buy wraps, men can buy hats. Things like that, everything's 10 bucks, and it's selling like crazy. So that's what you're going to see. People want a discount shop. Speaking of discount shopping, Cyber Monday was a complete bust, and the overall sales online over the weekend were great, but Cyber Monday, this made-up holiday, what year was Cyber Monday invented? 2005 by Amazon to have a cyber shopping experience. It's ridiculous, you know, and It's a non-holiday. It's a non-day. You know, they took Prime Days and doubled them twice a year to get more sales. But Cyber Monday is a bust. And overall, you know, sales were up online. They were up. They were off in the retail. And Cyber Monday overall was a bust compared to last year. The first year they had Cyber Monday, they did $484 million in 2005 in one day. And then 2023, they did $9.4 billion. So it went up exponentially, but hasn't done that since. And again, there's no COVID. There's no nothing other than the fact that people don't have jobs and can afford anything right now. This is nice. It's a nice sitting area outside of the pool area. There's multiple pools, decks, things like that in a boat like this. I'll show you guys more information on that. Final stories. Again, don't forget to hit our private channel where we can talk about everything we can't talk about here. I love sharing on that. And there's so much coming out every day on that channel. But iallegedly.tv is where you sign up for that. Few things to finish. Credit card companies were told by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in May of this year that they could not charge certain fees and could not overcharge for late payments. Okay, so they fixed us, and what the banks did, the banks just fine. I don't care. We're just going to raise interest rates. So the banks have raised interest rates to all-time levels. Well, how can that be when interest rates are going down? They don't care about us, guys. They don't have a clue about us, and they could care less about us. I spoke with a woman, an executive for, I believe it's Lane Bryant, is the plus-size stores, and this woman said, we make nothing from our stores in the malls. We make all our money from our credit cards. People go out and they buy clothes and dresses and finance them to the hilt and take forever to pay them off. And that's where we make all our money, which I was blown away by, but facts are facts. And the final thing is you can go out and borrow more and be covered by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. They just raised the rates for 2025. To where you can go almost $808,000 on a loan and have it be government protected, which means minimal down payment. It means that it is protected by the feds. So one thing that they say Elon and Vivek may get rid of, who knows? But it'll be interesting to see that. But $808,000. Do you ever think you'd owe somebody $808,000? I mean, you think about that. I get people that tell me, hey, man, my truck cost $128,000. Why? Why? Go buy a used car, guys. Go, if you're working, and go buy a used truck. Don't sit there and go buy a new truck. Just, I'm telling you, there's no nobility in poverty. No, you know what? There's no nobility in owing people too much money. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And if you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Man, did I need a break. And I got it, and I feel so much better. And I hope you guys are having a nice, warm winter wherever you're at. I love doing this for you guys. I will see you very soon.